Venus and Mercury. 3815 East Lake Street, just west of the Lake Street Bridge. And we have you-know-what from you-know-where. Well, I know where. It's from Studio St. Paul in Minneapolis today, 30 WCCO. In a minute.
We dedicate this commercial to all the mites and aphids and thrips who have committed tricide.
Green, green, the Greenfield way to keep your lawn in prime. Green, green, the Greenfield way to save a lot of work and time.
Tricide is just plain suicide for plant-destroying insects. Greenfield's Tricide gives you three-way action. Kills insects on contact, clings to the plant to kill more pests later, goes inside the plant to wait and kill again weeks later. Get Tricide. It's the sneaky insecticide.
Green, green, the Greenfield way to keep your lawn in prime. Green, green, the Greenfield way to save a lot of work and time.
Get a sporty straw hat absolutely free when you buy any Greenfield liquid weed killer or insecticide. Visit your Greenfield dealer today for your free summer skimmer. Hey, it's time for you know what.
Good morning.
Morning, Glenwood.
Good morning.
Morning, Moorwood.
Good morning.
Morning, Cottonwood.
Good morning.
Morning, Woodlake.
Good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon break through. Good morning. How do you do? Good morning. Good day to you. Good morning. Good morning. To you. How do you? How do you do?
Good morning. Good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning. Good morning to
called Give My Regards to Old Broadway because Cream of Wheat is located there.
Just off Central.
Yes. As well as Midland Co-op.
Cream of Wheat Weather.
Yes.
And Land of Lakes.
Yes, that's
and several
right.
Other mm-hmm. Very fine.
While you're at it, say hello to Plymouth Avenue. As well as
Ford Bridge.
Olson Highway. All that gang there.
Did I tell you about the psychiatrist?
No, Maynard. Tell me about the psychiatrist.
Well, this patient came in and he said, I keep thinking of myself as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's silly. He says, how long has that been going on? He said, ever since I was a pup.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. But then he got well. And he said, how do you know? Feel my nose. Remember that? Say, no, but anyway, did you hear Dr. William Jepson yesterday? He was on the party line.
Interesting.
And they were asking, who do you see? You know, when you think you're in need...
Of counsel.
And he says, well, most people see their minister.
Right.
Or they see their doctor.
Says, or many they see their lawyer.
Says many just go in and talk to the hairdresser. Or their friendly bartender.
Right.
Says, if you don't have any of those around, you might see a psychiatrist. Say, it's 7 minutes now past 6. CCO temperature is 62 degrees.
Hey, friend. Want to win $1,000? Quit looking around, will you? I'm talking to you there behind the wheel. Well, here's how you do it. Drive into the next DX service station and... Whoops! Hey, was that one you just passed? You better keep your eyes peeled, pal, for the next one, just so I'm not talking for my health. Anyway, like I was saying, drive into any participating DX service station. You don't even have to buy any gasoline. And ask the attendant for a D-Extra Dough and Sweepstakes ticket. Now, underneath the gold spot, you'll find some letters and numbers. The letters win cash. Up to $1,000. Just spell out the money word. And the numbers win prizes, like a beautiful Pontiac Firebird or an RCA color TV and stereo set. Over 265,000 people are going to be winners, and you could very easily be one of them. course, if you don't need $1,000, that's different, huh? Then you ought to drive in just to get the DX gasoline. It's the best, friend, the best. Oh, and just for the record, D Extra Dough is for licensed drivers only, and is void where prohibited by law.
It's 8 minutes past six. CCO temperature is 62 degrees. Annette Thies, you have your quail egg soup now, and I'll have my coffee, and we'll all have friendly breakfast.
She had written me about quail egg soup. We had that, I think it was in Taipei.
Quail egg soup?
I was wondering if I had any more quail egg soup.
What did it taste like? Turtle egg soup?
Well, I think it really tasted an awful lot like quail egg soup.
Left you quailing or what?
Well, it kind of tasted like the kind of soup that you hope you only have once a year. It wasn't too bad.
It's the sort of thing that you would appreciate on very, very rare occasions.
Now, what I really enjoyed was when I had pickled jellyfish and dried seaweed. Dried seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Was this for an appetizer or what?
Well, this is part of the main course.
Of course.
Yes, of course. It's 9 minutes past six. CCO temperature is 62 degrees. This is the Sunriser Show for May the 26th, 1967. You know, since I got this watch with the date on it, mm-hmm. I find it very... I never used to know the date. You know that I've been able to tell the date all the time now?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to get a date, I guess.
Yeah. No, but you know, it's surprising. I'm unusual this way. I know I'm unusual in many ways.
I know that, too.
Yes, yeah. I'm very forgetful, but I do forget the date many times during the day.
Is that right?
And I have to remind myself, and I just look at my watch.
Boy, when I forget a date, somebody reminds me.
Yeah. Well, I get reminded about a lot of things. I'm out of that category, you see. About forgetting a date.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, no. If I forget the date of our anniversary, which...
It's kind of like a wedding band. It cuts off your circulation.
That's right. Say, but anyway, it is the 26th of May, and the sun rose at 5:34 this morning. We'll set at 8:47 this afternoon. A year ago, it was a pretty warm day. Got up to 90 and down to 54. Not too unlike today.
Today's going to get up to 90 and down to what?
92 today, would you believe?
Oh, 92 today.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It'll be the first 90-degree reading in the Twin Cities, correct?
I think so, yes, uh-huh. In 1914, it hit 93. We're going to get close to that all-time record.
Oh, well, let's break another all-time record.
We've broken so many this year. In 1906, went down to 35. Today, 92. Right now, it's 62. The sky is fair. The wind southeast, 8 miles per hour. Barometer, 29.66 and steady. Humidity is 75%. A band of... it's not exactly a band of showers because they're pretty scattered, but the shower activity has been taking place in some of the Dakotas. Pierre right now has very light rain and 60 in the northern areas. International Falls has some light rain and 54. A lot of clouds then in the Dakotas at the moment. Bismarck is 56 and cloudy. Aberdeen, 67 cloudy. Fargo, cloudy and 60. And this cloudy weather and some shower activity is going to move across CCO land. And then behind it, a little cooler air.
Mm-hmm. I noticed it's light rain at Pier, or very near.
Mm-hmm.
And light rain at International Falls. What about that? That's all the rain we've got in the forecast.
That's all. Now, in the Twin Cities, they're saying a chance, about a 40% chance. How do you like those odds?
40%?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good chance.
That's 4 to 6, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Or 2 to 3, as your case may be.
but a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm by this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then occasional cloudiness and cooler tonight with a chance of showers early tonight, but then clearing behind that and a little cooler. By tomorrow, cooler, high of just 75.
We were talking about something a while ago which reminds me of something Ken Nelson sent in. His contribution says, excuse me, behind every successful man, there's a woman constantly telling him he's not so hot.
12 minutes past 6, 62 degrees. So you ever wondered why the Weathermaster seed people named their main lines of seed corn EP and EPX? You know, they could have named them something more glamorous like Miracle Maize or something more witty like Super Big Ears.
But the Weathermaster seed people are a practical bunch. They call their corn Weathermaster because it's just that, drought and disease resistant. And their mainline varieties, EP and EPX, because of the extra plus, EP, you get it? Extra plus benefits you get with these strains. The EP also stands for extra population. More plants will grow closer together. They thrive in crowded fields. Also stands for extra protection because they're dependable under a wide range of weather and soil types. Extra performance is still another. EP varieties combine the dependability of a four-way cross with a high yield of a single cross. And finally, EP stands for extra profits you make when you plant Weathermaster EP or EPX seed corn. Visit your Plainsman Weathermaster at your dealer or co-op served by the Farmers Union Central Exchange. You'll show you a Weathermaster seed corn ideally suited to your farm to give you extra profits. You know, your Plainsman Weathermaster dealer is a pretty practical person, too. He's interested in keeping your business by helping you produce more corn. And that's probably why he sells Weathermaster EP and EPX seed corn, even though it doesn't have a catchy name. 14 minutes past 6, CCO temperature is 62 degrees.
Got a call from Wayne Brown of Hastings, Minnesota yesterday. He said you were talking about Stillwater Orchards welcoming people to see the 80 acres of apple trees in bloom and so on. He said, I want you to know that apple acres near Hastings are in bloom also, and they have a lot of hopa crabs and, well, I guess several kinds, pink and white. And if you're in the Hastings area, it might be a good idea to drop by Wayne Brown and take a look at his apple trees.
The
Stillwater area, drop in at Stillwater Orchards. If you're at La Crescent, they should just about be in full bloom this weekend, too, which is our biggest apple-producing area.
Yeah, I would think so. Hmm?
And Rochester, too. A lot of apples grown around Rochester.
Long Lake?
Not around the fruit-breeding farm, yes. Mm-hmm. Excelsior, Long Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So, good opportunity to use your color camera and go for a drive this weekend.
Yeah. And, oh, boy, the beautiful flowering crabs in the Twin Cities.
Aren't they tremendous?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Color is outstanding, I think.
The best I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
They're so vivid this year.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. We thank any of you who planted them for our, for your own benefit, yes, but we're getting the benefit of them, too.
Beautiful hues.
Just fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 6:15, CCO temperature is 62, the sky is fair. And let's see now, where is Georgie going to be today? Georgie will be with Viking this morning. George Jessel.
Right?
With Viking, and again this afternoon from 12 to 2, including the Boone Erickson Show from 1:30 to 2.
Mrs. Albert Jackson of Duluth writes in a little note. She says, here's to our friend Georgie Jessel, who began in the days of the bustle and can still make us laugh because he's sharp and alert in this modern age of the miniskirt.
Cute. Not too bad.
We enjoy your show immensely. We turn it on every morning at 7 a.m. 7 a.m.? 7 a.m.?
Well, that's standard time.
Oh, standard time,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Say,
How come the government doesn't go on, you know, daylight time?
Well, don't they
the
go
Weather
on
Bureau and like that?
Well, because some states don't have it.
I don't know, but...
Which states don't now?
The government passes a law that you and I have to get up an hour earlier. And then government employees don't have to follow that law.
Now, yeah, that's...
How come?
You're right,
It just seems to me we got something to gripe about here. We can work at it.
Hey, that's right.
Morning, Howard.
Morning,
Howard. Would you like to join our griping session this morning? Hey, you know, that's right. Since that's a law passed by the federal government...
Right.
Why, that's ridiculous, Maynard. Let's start a campaign to get the Weather Bureau on daylight time.
Yeah, let's get a sign and protest like everybody else.
Yeah, we'll carry...
have a sit-in. Or a sit-on. Or
don't say sit-in. I've been sitting in with Stevie all these days while he's had the mumps. Hey, does that guy... Boy, I tell you, he's like... You've seen those caged lions at the Como Zoo? You know, Prince?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he is. He wants to get out and play. Of course, we let him out in the backyard, but that's not... He wants to get out and play with the kids, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he stalks, you know. It's been about the third or fourth day now.
I always got a big kick out of my boy when he first started walking. He was kind of belligerent in the way he walked. You know, he very determined, kind of went from side to side like a sailor on dry land.
Yeah.
Kind of rolling back and forth. And a little bit of a squirt, you know. He looked almost pugilistic in his walk.
Yesterday, I call home and Stevie answers, and he says,
Daddy, says my mump's gone down now. My mump's gone down. I can go out and play with the kids.
So
I'm cured, huh?
So I asked for Margaret, how's mumps? Is bigger than ever. Say, where does pre-finished plywood come from?
I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, you aren't Rudy Boschwitz, are you?
No, I work for Rudy. You know, it's an interesting fact.
You don't work for him. No, I don't. Well, let me get on here. It's an interesting fact that most of the pre-finished plywood sold in the United States is made in Japan. And the logs are shipped to Japan from the Philippines, called Philippine mahogany. And plywood, Minnesota, they don't sell it. Instead, they sell a large variety of economically priced African hardwoods called Sapele and Akame, made by Rudy's brother in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. African woods are harder, denser, and have a tighter grain so that you get a smooth, hard lifetime finish. And you guessed it, Rudy's brother has a factory in Africa, too. In Africa, the tree is cut, the veneer is peeled, and then it's shipped to Oshkosh where it's made into plywood. Plywood Minnesota stocks over 60,000 pieces of pre-finished plywood. Enough for 2,000 rec rooms, and most of it's priced between $3 and $5 a sheet. Direct from the log to the customer at Plywood Minnesota, and that's why you pay less for quality hardwoods. Plywood Minnesota, the young company in a hurry, has three huge heated drive-in warehouses, Northeast, Bloomington, and St. Paul. 19 past 6, CCO temp, 62 degrees. I know, I've goofed, I haven't given the score yet, and it seems whenever the Twins lose, I just kind of forget about giving scores. It's not on purpose, it just leaves my mind.
Erickson, your mind left a long time ago.
Say, but the Twins did lose yesterday, huh? Last night?
Yes, they did. 3-2.
3-2 to Kansas City.
In spite of all of the rooting I did.
Yeah. Washington over Cleveland, 2-1. Detroit, 9. Boston, 3. The Twins are now in 10-9-8-7. Seventh place, 7 games behind. National League, Chicago, 5. Cincinnati, 4. St. Louis, 5. Atlanta, 0. But again, the Twins being 7 games behind are still only a game and a half out of third.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the looks of that Kansas City. We said this last year, Maynard, remember?
Right.
He says, watch Kansas
pitching
City.
Tap, yeah.
Not only pitching, but they're fast.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
Catfish Hunter was doing all right.
They were hitting him kind of long balls. I think it worried Dark a little bit. He finally took him out, you know.
They were getting closer by every minute.
Yeah, and Carew hits one that went about 450 feet. Right. Say, but the Twins...
I don't understand this big argument.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The disputed play. Tell me about that.
Here's the situation. As I heard on CCO, you see, here's what happens. Are you ready for this now?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to recount the words.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see, it's two outs, see?
Two out.
Okay, two outs. So
right.
The guy hits the ball to Killebrew, and there was one guy on second. Is it Campanaris? I can't recall. But anyway, there's a guy on second. Two out. They hit the ball to Killebrew. He goes far to his right to get it. He throws to Boswell, covering first. Boswell catches it a few feet before he gets to first base, runs across first base. Meanwhile, the runner coming down the line, Boswell is right in front of him, and he has to kind of...
go over the top of him.
Practically run over Boswell. He bumps into him in the event and almost has to grab him to keep him from falling down. Umpire Ashford says that he juggled the ball. Boswell thought that he was out. He didn't know he was juggling the ball, or at least he said he didn't juggle it at all.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was out. You know, the big problem was that he didn't realize that the guy was safe, or he would have thrown home. They could have got him out there, because he came all the way from second home.
Right.
He didn't turn around and throw to home at all. He just thought it was out. And therein lies the problem. As a matter of fact, it would have been rather difficult for him to throw, because this other guy was jostling him, the guy coming down the base.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
You take the umpire's word for it and say, "Aw, shucks."
I guess that's right. But anyway, that's why baseball's so interesting. And talk about, they say, a game of inches. Good heaven. The third out almost was had by Zoilo. Mm-hmm. He got it in his glove. He jumped up high in the air, another inch lower, and it would have been out. That's the guy before this other one, see, who got the second eventually. He stole second. Mm-hmm. Ah, fantastic. Well, it's 22 minutes past 6. That's why baseball's so interesting.
Right.
62 degrees, and it's time for our morning hymn. The Northwestern University Men's Glee Club. It's 23 minutes past 6. ECO temperature is 62 degrees. Wind southeast today to high today of 92. Jim Hill will give us the details in a moment. See, George Jessel, our CCO radio guest star, will be at Jim Christie's Brookdale Chrysler Plymouth this Saturday morning from 10 to noon, along with WCCO Radio's Bob DeHaven. So stop out and see George Jessel and Bob DeHaven 10 to noon Saturday at Jim Christie's Brookdale Chrysler Plymouth, 6111 Osseo Road in Brooklyn Center. Are you ready, Jim?
No, but do I have a choice?
No.
Okay, I'm tired.
Okay.
The three people in the funny fur coats, they come in to buy four Atlas Plycron tires and get 30 gallons of gasoline free, right?
No, boss. They just want to hold a sign that says standard. They want to be our standard bearers.
That's an old story.
What is?
The three bearers.
You expect more from standard, and you get it.
And so I go along with my standard oil dealer, who says that giving away 30 gallons of gasoline free when you buy four Atlas Plycron tires is a very good, terrific offer.
You expect more from standard, and you get it.
And then there's that moment of musical magic when her standard oil dealer says, you buy four Atlas Plycron tires and get 30 gallons of gasoline free, and she sings,
happiness is just a thing called my standard oil dealer.
And then the entire chorus sings,
hooray, hooray, hooray for standard oil.
Available where you see the special gasoline tire offer sign. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Good morning. Jim Hill here with news and weather, presented by Shopper City, CCO Land's complete discount department stores, where you find everything for your home, your family, your car, all under one roof and all at genuine money-saving discount prices. The showers in CCO Land this morning should end soon, and it'll be partly cloudy to cloudy and warmer through the day. More scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop again by late afternoon in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, western Iowa, and then spread eastward tonight. Temperatures will get up to the 90s in many southern sections today, but only as high as the mid-60s in the north. Right now, temperatures range from 48 at Minot to 72 at Sioux Falls. Lows tonight in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. In Minnesota, going to be partly sunny with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Rain continuing in the southeast tonight, let's hope so. Temperatures will be warmer in the southeast and cooler in the west today, with the colder air spreading over the state tomorrow. High today, 70s in northern Minnesota, 80s west, and 90s in southeastern Minnesota. Lows tonight of 48 to 62. Twin Cities will be partly sunny, warmer today, southerly winds up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures will start cooling off tonight after an expected high today of 92. A low tonight of 55, high tomorrow of 75. Well, the weatherman predicted a high into the high 80s yesterday. Didn't quite make it. So maybe we won't hit the 92. At least that's what he's predicting. 62 degrees right now. Fair skies. Southeast breeze at 8. Barometer 29.66 and steady. Humidity 75%. 27 minutes past 6 o'clock. A reminder, just 2 days left for you to take advantage of the fabulous bargains and the sensational store-wide pre-Memorial Day sale at Shopper City. This great money-saving event ends tomorrow, Saturday, but that still gives you plenty of time to shop and save on timely needs for your family, your home, and your car. And our super discount bargains in spring and summer apparel for the whole family, lawn and garden supplies, picnic and patio equipment, tires and other automotive supplies, and even drug items. There are super saving sale bargains in groceries at Shopper City in the Midwest's original and only true discount food department. If there's anything you need for your family, your home, or your car, now is the time to buy and save. Remember, Shopper City's great pre-Memorial Day sale ends Saturday. That's tomorrow. So get to your nearest Shopper City today or tomorrow for sure. Four convenience stores, Brooklyn Center, Maplewood, St. Louis Park, and Duluth. All Shopper City stores are open today and tomorrow from 9:30 in the morning to 10 in the evening. The conservative majority in the Minnesota legislature is organizing another attempt to pass the once-vetoed 3% sales tax bill. And House Tax Chairman John Hartle says House conservatives will decide at noon today whether to try to push it through after they get a head count from the Senate. Now, that's to see whether they could gather enough strength to override a governor's veto. Governor Levander is asking the legislature to pass his modified tax program instead. Some 3,000 Electrical Union employees are going on strike against Univac division plants in the Twin Cities this morning. Members of Local 2047 rejected a second company offer yesterday. At the opening of the murder trial of Dr. John Mitchell in Minneapolis yesterday, Hennepin County Attorney George Scott said Mitchell admits beating his wife the night she was found dead in their burning home. The government will try to show that Mrs. Mitchell died of what he called manual strangulation. And that brings us up to date on weather and on the news. And brought to you by Shopper City, home of the original and only true discount food department. And 40 more departments under one roof, offering everyday discount savings on all your needs for family, home, and car. Shopper City, where prices fall for you. Four great stores, Brooklyn Center, Maplewood, St. Louis Park, and Duluth.